daily shift. And what a way to start off Tuesday, isn't it? Like, I feel like that's a perfect, this is like, this is the greatest way to start out. I don't know. Doja Cat, Kiss Me More. It's just a nice way to do things. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. It's Tuesday. I don't know what's been going on. I don't know what's been going on in the world today. Like, I've completely checked out after yesterday, and I was like, you know what? What did I do? Oh, I watched John Cena's return on Monday Night Raw. If you were able to check that out, as you know, I'm a huge wrestling fan, so I was able to see that. He came back and said some memorable things, and I want to point this out because I thought this was interesting. Everyone was clapping and stuff as he, like, on the intro, like, as he was walking through the hallways and he was shaking everybody's hands. I don't know if Becky Lynch was in character, but she was, like, doing, like, a slow clap. Like, at first, I didn't think she was clapping at all. Like, yeah, because I think, I don't remember who it was. I think it was John Cena, where, like, she... Like, in one episode, like, in one thing, like, she told them that she didn't respect him or something like that. But I also know that she's a heel right now. So I don't know I don't know. If you get a chance, maybe you all can shed some light on that for me, because I really have no clue. I also don't have a clue on what to eat. I've been having, like, these weird cravings. And I think it started last week. I don't know. Maybe am I doing, like, my own version of stress eating? Like, I'm just having, like, different things. Like, what is your go-to stress food? Like, I apparently crave different things on different days, but then I, like, that's it for the day. Like, because yesterday it was a sub. Last week I think it was burrito, and, like, it's just been. I wonder. Like, today today it was wontons. So I'm wondering what tomorrow is going to bring. Like, I'm already trying to, because as you know, we're heading into Wednesday, or some of you are already enjoying Wednesday or still on. So, you know, it's just one of those things. Like, what have you been craving today? And I know it's Taco Tuesday. I know. And that, like, but I wasn't craving that. I'm craving wontons. Which should have been, it should have been Wonton Wednesday. That's what I should have done. I should have just waited. Like, I know, on Friday it's going to be Yum Yum Pizza Day. Yum Yum Pizza Friday. Sorry, Yum Yum Pizza Friday. That's what I'm going to have. There's no way I'm not doing pizza at this point. I've talked too much about it. Now it's a craving. It's more than a craving at this point. It makes me wonder what is it? Some people, I remember, like, way back when a certain food franchise, they used to say, like, oh, like, it has some addictive chemical in it and stuff like that. And I was like, I could see it, because when you have like a really good burger or something, don't you always, like, crave it afterwards for a while? You know, like, for, like, at least the next day, like, man, that was really, really good. Like, but that's not with every food, right? Like, I mean, some food, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going on about at this point. But I think somebody out there, I resonated with somebody at some point. We'll talk more about it later. Speaking of talking more about it, I want to talk more about the BET Awards, because I keep going back and I keep watching it. And I hope you have too. There's some stuff on YouTube. I actually looked up the movie Idris, by the way. Once again, Idris Elba. That's how he pronounced it. Who am I to tell him how his name is pronounced, you know? Like, he's been doing it his whole life. So, Idris Elba. I did go back and I watched the trailer for his movie. I think it's called The Beast. There's a lot of movies with the word beast in it. I'm starting to realize this. That trailer looked really good, and they managed to make where were these people to create this lion during the movie The Lion King? Like, where were they? Because that lion, I was like, this looks like if Mufasa, like, was just like, you know what? I'm tired of it. I'm tired of Scar. I'm tired of everything. That, I was like, wow. And then the visual effects on it just looks really good. It looks like a really fun movie. Fun isn't probably the right word. But you know what I mean. So I am looking forward to that movie. Because as soon as they were like, he said, I punched a lion. I was like, you did what? I was like, all right, let me check out this trailer. So I definitely did. And I also been checking out a ton of other trailers that I didn't think, like, whenever I see those top whatever trailers of 2020 or 2022 or 2028 or whatever, like, I know we're not 2028 yet, but I guarantee somebody has a trailer for one. Anyway, but, you know, like, I see those and I tend to skip over them because I'm like, I don't want to watch, a movie's length worth of trailers, you know? That just gets me hyped for no reason. I was like, and then it'll say coming out in 3041. It's like, okay, then why did you put me through this? Now I'm over here. I'm concerned. I'm hyped up. I want to see it. And it's like later you're going to like, it's going to fade from memory, but hopefully it doesn't because there's a lot of stuff that's coming out soon. A movie that I can't wait to see, that has the word beast in it. Actually, it's going to be the Sea Beast. I can't wait to see that. It has, his name is The Butcher from The Boys. I would not recommend that for children at all. Like, this is, I think it's rated MA. It might be. I don't know. But it's on Amazon Prime, and it's a really good show. I didn't think I was going to like it. Well, correction. I didn't want to see the first two. Well, there's certain aspects of it I guess they took out from. Well, no, they still have it in there. I don't know. It's just a complicated thing for the story, but I didn't think I liked the action. And then, like, I found out, surprise, if you haven't seen it, here's another reason why you should. And this is what got me. There's a character from Supernatural in there. Actually, there's more than that. And there was a reference. No one else caught this. I've been going through the YouTube chat. This will be for, you know what? No, we're going to talk about this now. There's a reference to a singer, to Bobby Singer, and it's just great. I was like, no one else caught. I kept going through YouTube videos trying to find somebody making the reference, like, hey, did anyone else notice this from Supernatural? And it's like, no one said it yet. What have my people come to? My YouTube community of people, what have they come to? But I can't wait to see what they do next, because now I'm interested in what they're going to do with the references there, because now they have, it's great. I think I can't wait to see what they do next with this character and things like that. So, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to get into a song, a feel good song to prep you up for Wednesday, even though it's like the time, actually it's the time to get hyped up, get a little bit hyped up, and then bring it a little bit down on Thursday, and then back to its full potential on Friday. So let's go ahead and get to it. Once again, this is Clutch from The Daily Shift. All you have to do is keep it locked.
Still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody.
I am Clutch from The Daily Shift. You're tuned in right here, and I thank you for keeping it locked. And if you're listening to the podcast, well, then I thank you even more, because I think you know what's coming up next. The question of the day. And actually, I don't even know what, you know, when have you ever just keep losing something constantly? Like, you have it for a moment and then it's gone. This is the new question of the day, by the way. This is now the question of the day. So you know when you have something and you keep losing it, like, what is that thing for you? Apparently mine is, it's not my cell phone, oddly enough. I mean, yeah, I've lost that a few times. No, well, I usually know where it is, whether it's being kidnapped by a raccoon or accidentally tossed into the toilet. I cleaned it, don't worry. very thoroughly, might I add. Go back and listen to that episode. It's my notebook. Like, anytime I have, like, my notebooks and stuff like that, because, like I said, I always have, like, a pen and paper next to me so I can jot down whatever is happening and things like that, and questions and what's happening in the entertainment and my reviews, whatever have you. But I can never find, it's like it just vanishes. It's like, okay, you're done with me? Are we doing the show now? It's like a, It's like a, you ever seen those movies or TV shows or something, and they're like doing like the little backstage excerpt, just like, what happened to Billy? Where's Billy at? And it's like, oh, I saw him out back by the lot last time I saw. And you can just never find. It's like right before airtime too, you know. And it's like, we go on, he's going on in 5 minutes. Then they cut to him and he's all getting like a mocha or something, you know. That's what happens to me. And I'm not a fan of it. My book needs to needs its own PA at this point. Like, just to keep it on track. Well, yeah, it needs that too, I guess. But yeah, no. What is something that you always lose? Like, it could be your phone, your rechargeable battery. If you have those, I know, I abuse mine. The rechargeable battery is a lifesaver, and it gives like at least 3, maybe 4 charges. Oh man, it's the greatest. I never have to, if I forget to charge my phone at home or something, all I have to do is just make sure I have like one of those and I'm good. And it's amazing because it even charges faster than sometimes when you're at home, which concerns me a little bit because I'm like, is this thing going to explode or no? I'm sure somebody else can relate to that. But what about jewelry? Is there a piece of jewelry that you always have, like, that you always lose? I know that's something probably rare. And speaking of jewelry, like, has anyone ever lost a ring or something down, like, the sink? Down in the sink or down, like, in plumbing somewhere? Like, I don't think I've ever, like, lost a piece of jewelry like that. Not to say I've never lost jewelry because, like, I mean, let's face it, when I was a kid, I had, like, necklaces and things like that, like people, but I was like, well, you know, I was a kid, so like, of course I would lose it. But like, actually recently I found jewelry. Like, I was like, hey, I remember this, because I only have certain things that I wear now, you know. It's not like I'm like, okay, like today I'm feeling like gold or I'm feeling silver. It's not like that. It's just like, where, what am I gonna wear today? Like, what do I always usually wear? This and this. And yeah, it's not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just not my style. But I know a lot of people have specific styles and specific things that they have on their person, which makes me wonder, what do you lose? If you want to tell me, all you have to do is go to Daily Shift 4 on Instagram and send me a message. Or you can go to Anchor FM, send me a message there. You can also leave me a voice message, and you can actually talk to me. Like, you can talk to me, I'll send you something back, like a, hey, thanks for listening, whatever. I'll be very specific, it'll be very personalized, don't worry. It's not going to be a generic, oh well, thanks for listening to the Daily Shift. Sorry. What character was that? It's a character that no one ever wants to hear again. That's who it was. But I hope you all are enjoying your Tuesday, or have enjoyed your Tuesday, and are you enjoying your Wednesday, or are already on the way out the door? Whatever the case may be, I hope you are all enjoying it as we get ready to hear the next amazing song. And it's by Maroon 5. Enjoy.
You can make a grown man cry.
This is Clutch from the Daily Shift, and I thank you for listening, whether it be on the podcast, whether it be Anchor, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, CastBox, and more importantly, if you're listening on the Jukebox Radio, don't forget the important things that they have there, the other stations, the Jazz Lounge, and there's so much to offer just from that one site alone, the Jukebox Radio, which is partnered with KOTB. And welcome to The Facts. That's right. He's feeling it. I want to do facts about... Actually, I'm going to make it specific. I'm going to do facts about tomatoes today. I know, because we're... Well, for one, we have Yum Yum Pizza Friday coming up. I've been eating just subs, burritos, and you know what? I need to at least be, what's the word I'm looking for? A little healthier with the facts and things like that, and just the conversations in general, because I don't want people to just be like, well, he's having a burrito today. Let me know. I don't want that. I want equal opportunity in foods. But I don't really like tomatoes, so that's why maybe if I do a little bit of research on them, I'll enjoy it a little bit more. So I want to, because this is like one of my least favorite things, like tomatoes, like on sandwiches, never get them. Some people can eat tomatoes like they're apples, and I don't know how. I'm sorry, it's just not for me. Also, I know some people like, well, do it about mayo. No, mayo is not. The word glob is associated with mayo for me, so no. But let's get into it, and you can find these at campbellsoup.co. So Campbell's is going to give me these facts today. So, and you can read, because they have a little bit of articles about them under these as well. So the first one is, tomatoes are not always red. And that's actually something I always knew, kind of, somewhat. I think they're like green before they're ready, though. Believe it or not, actually, I'm going to read this one because I saw the word purple there. So now I gotta figure this out. Believe it or not, tomatoes are not always red. Instead, they come in a variety of colors, including yellow, pink, purple, black. All right, if it was black, I'd be concerned that it was rotten. I'd immediately throw that thing away. And even white. We tend to only see red tomatoes in supermarkets due to the quality standards. But if you head to your local farm shop or green grocer, you may find multiple color varieties. I wouldn't trust all those. If it was black or even white, like if it was pink, any of those colors, I would think it's not ready. And if it was purple, I would think it's not a tomato. I'd be like, what vegetable is this? They'd be like, it's a tomato. All right, well, you obviously don't know your vegetables. I'm glad I'm reading this. So number two is that there are over 10,000 varieties of tomato. Wow. Okay. I'm not going to get into that article because I'm sure you folks are going to, if you want to follow along, feel free to, because like I said, there's articles under all of these and they're all interesting. I'm already feeling like, I'm not feeling like I'm going to eat a tomato, but you know, tomatoes are technically a fruit. Okay. Well then somebody needs to tell my local supermarket to change where they're located then, because they're definitely over by the vegetables. And it goes into, article there, like I mentioned before. Also, number four, tomatoes have been to space. So tomatoes have more space travel than I do, apparently. Even tomatoes are going to space now. I know like Pete Davidson what's his name? Tesla. You know who I'm talking about. But yeah, I know a lot of celebrities are going to space and it's become a thing. But even tomatoes now are like, you know what, let's give it a shot. I wonder which one they sent, because like I said before, there's tens of thousands. So they just loaded up a spaceship and just sent them off into space. I know there was probably some kind of research involved. Like if we went into space, is that something that we'd be able to like grow out in space? Like in the movie The Martian, like where he survived off potatoes and stuff. Potatoes. Whatever, you know what I meant. Actually, taters are really good. I love me some potatoes. I love some tater tots. Oh man, don't get me started. But we're talking about tomatoes right now. Oh my gosh. Never mind. Anyway, I was about to veer off again. So the first baked potatoes, that's one of them, scalloped potatoes. Anyway, the first tomato were gold and considered an aphrodisiac. Yeah, if it's gold, could you even eat something like that? This appearance gave the name golden apples. Now, there's a lot more in that article, but I wanted to read that because, once again, it said that tomatoes were considered a fruit. So maybe that goes hand in hand with that fact there. I'm going to do one more, which is number six. China is the largest producer of tomatoes. Now, there's some, oh no, one more. There's some Guinness Book of World Records tomatoes. Now, once again, all of these are just interesting in and of itself, which is why I encourage you to go and check out those facts, read the articles, so that way you can see exactly why they're interesting and why that was those were chosen for the facts of the day. Maybe next time we'll do potatoes, because now I want like a good potato wedges, the things that you put like cheese in, and then you put some, like, you can add like scallions, or, oh man, some people put glob sour cream on there. Some people, oh no, it's a dollop. No, it's not. When it melts, it's called a glob. And when you just take a spoon and you just plop it on there, it's called a plop glob. Well, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are enjoying the show. I hope you enjoy listening, because next up we have the entertainment. And I hope you're ready for that, because we still have so much to cover. And it's going to be covered right here on The Daily Shift, where all you have to do is keep it locked.
I'm with you, pushing me close to the edge.
You are tuned in to The Daily Shift, and I thank you. I'm Clutch, and it's time to get into some entertainment. One of the things that are coming out this weekend is The Sea Beast, and I can't wait for it, because it's a similar movie to, like, not similar, but it's from the same people who created Moana. And if you enjoyed that movie Moana like I did, what's that song? See the light in the sky, da da da. It got, yo, it was a it's just a great movie. Dwayne The Rock Johnson played it. It was just, he voice acted in it as Maui. And if you enjoyed the song that Maui gave, it was actually more of a, I don't know, would you call that a rap? I don't know. I guess it's like, I don't know. Maybe it was a rap, maybe it's a song. I don't know. You tell me. But no, it's from the same creators, and it looks fun. It looks like a really fun movie. And I like some CG movies every now and again, you know? The Croods, that was really good. Of course, if you like Pixar, then you like... not to say that this The Sea Beast is going to be a Pixar movie or a Disney movie or anything like that, but you can check it out and you can see for yourself what you'll be expecting. That's coming out this weekend. Also, don't forget, September 8th is going to be Pinocchio with Tom Hanks, Robert Downey Jr., Luke Evans, and so many more. If you haven't seen The Man from Toronto, I've already checked that out. It's really good. I enjoyed it. It's a fun little ride to go on, you know, fun little ride of a movie, I guess is the phrase I'm looking for. Black Adam, don't forget, that's another Dwayne The Rock Johnson project that's coming out October 21st. Then you have the movie Nope, which comes out next month, July 22nd. And I want to see that movie. That looks really good. It's from Jordan Peele. He made the movie Us, the movie Get Out. If you've seen those, then you'll know what you're in for. Man vs. Bee, I can't wait for that as well. It's already out, but I'm saying like more episodes, because it is a TV show. It's not a movie. It's a TV show. And if you folks know Mr. Bean, then you're going to like this show. Sorry, I almost said movie myself. The movie Troll, and I hope this piggybacks on the movie Troll Hunter. If you have not seen Troll Hunter, look for a car or a few people, like, and in the background you see a giant like rock thing, or a giant troll, actually. It's not a rock thing, it's a giant troll. And it just looks like a really, really good movie, because it looks like it's connected to that universe, at the very least. The Bullet Train, that comes out August 5th, that's going to feature Brad Pitt. Once again, if you have not gotten a chance to see that, trailer, don't forget to check it out, because it just looks like a fun little ride to go on. Fun ride to go on, not the train itself. I don't think you want to be on a train called, well, maybe, because Bullet Train, maybe you're just thinking it's fast. But no, check out the trailer, because it looks like it's going to be enjoyable. It looks like it's going to be a fun movie. And speaking of fun, don't forget about Sonic Frontiers. And if you're a Sonic fan like I am, then you're going to enjoy that. If you enjoyed the movies, then it's kind of like maybe you're playing the movies. But once again, it's Sonic Frontiers is like, it looks like Sonic meets Square Enix, or Sonic meets Final Fantasy like 13, which is a good thing in my opinion. It looks really good. It looks fun. And if you want to go around smashing robots like as Sonic, and I hope they put like Super Sonic and make cameos and you can be other characters and things like that. So I can't wait to see what they do with this. Callisto Protocol, that's another movie, another game I'm excited for. It's a horror game. It's kind of just like Dead Space. I found out that it's not part of the PUBG universe, so it's different. I know Dead Space, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is part of the PUBG universe. I don't know if you're a PUBG fan, you know exactly what that means. Callisto Protocol, it looks interesting. There was another game that I saw called Ill, ILL. It's another horror game, and it looks creepy, to be honest with you. It looks weird and creepy and something worth checking out, in my opinion. So I'm probably going to with that as well. Also, Among Us VR, that is going to be insane, because I believe they added voice chat in. Because if you go and watch the trailers, like, you can hear people speaking, like, and talking, and then, like, they're like, where's Yellow Bit? Yeah, where's Yellow? And, like, the hand gestures and stuff like that. It looks like it's going to be a fun ride. I keep saying that. Do I want to, like, go to, like, a theme park, like, subconsciously or something? That doesn't seem like a bad day. Like, going out to, like, and just having, like, one of those giant, like, turkey legs or whatever those things are. Oh, man. And why is it that you get full faster at parks? Has anyone else noticed that? I don't know. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you enjoy the show, don't forget that you can check out more stuff, not just this show, but you can check out more on the... Well, no, I'm sorry. Let me back up. If you enjoy the show, check out the podcast. It's on Anchor FM, Apple iTunes, and other things. If you want to hear more shows like this one, you can go to Outside the Box Radio or the Jukebox Radio, and you can check and see wherever you want to go. The Jazz Lounge, Outside the Box Radio, MySpin. There's tons of options there just for you to click on and hear. This show is, of course, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to midnight. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back. If you have any requests, don't hesitate at all to make them. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift. All you have to do is keep it locked right here.
So easy for you to break my foolish heart.
This is Clutch from The Daily Shift, and if you're tuned in, I thank you for listening, however you're listening, whether it be Anchor FM, whether it be Apple iTunes, whether it be on the Jukebox Radio, partnered with KOTB, I thank you. Don't forget about all the things that happened here today on the show. We went over tomatoes, and we just talked about random things, random and losing things, and just life in general. Life that is going to keep moving forward on to Wednesday, if it's not already Wednesday for you. Which means, if it's Tuesday for you and it's nighttime, good night. If it's Wednesday, then good morning.
Once I get a car that don't stall in the morning, I can't make it anywhere, I won't just wait.